Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God has already poured revival out into every one of us who's been baptized in the Holy Ghost. You've got the same power and anointing that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It's not up to God to cause revival. We're the ones that cause revival. If you would stir yourself up and start walking in this, and when everybody else is griping and complaining and crying about the price of gas, if you would begin to start saying, my God's going to supply all of my need according to His riches in glory. And if you'd start speaking some faith and demonstrating the power of God, just go out and raise somebody from the dead and you'll have all the revival you can handle. Amen. You don't need to be begging and pleading with God. God's already sent revival. It's us who are holding revival back, not God. You don't need to pray and ask God to send revival. Man, God's looking at us and praying that we will send revival. We're saying, oh God, send revival. And He says, no, you send revival. I put myself on the inside of you. I gave you the Holy Spirit. What you've got's greater than what Moses had. Don't you think Moses could cause a revival today? Don't you think Moses could get a few people excited about God? Don't you think if Moses worked where you worked, he could at least walk across the water cooler, you know, if it spilled on the floor. He could do something, amen. He could do something powerful. He could part the water in the water cooler jug, amen. He'd get people excited. You got more power than what Moses had if we just go to using it. And that's awesome. If you just knew, if God just told you what was coming in the next week, and if you took advantage of that, which this is what He said, this is the promise that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. I guarantee every one of you could go into your families, could go into your workplace, could go into your church, and if you just drew on this and let the Holy Spirit show you what's to come in the next week, and then when it happens, I guarantee you, you'd have people's attention. Just let God tell you something. Let Him tell you what's going to happen with the stock market. He knows what's going to happen. Let Him tell you what the gas price is going to be next week. Speak it out and tell people. Some of you are looking, oh, God wouldn't do that. Yeah, He will. He doesn't have anybody who's believing for those kind of things. You know, the Lord used this scripture in my life. This has been, it has to be 25 years ago. I was meditating on John 16:13 about that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And I was reading that verse and I said, Father, I have not really been drawing on this. And so I said, I believe that the Holy Spirit will show me things to come. So I started praying in tongues and asking God to reveal to me something that was going to be in the future. And you know, the very first thing that He would reveal to me, this is a small thing, but if you can't hear God in small things, you'll never hear Him in big things. You have to start at that level. You know, the Lord spoke to me and says, you're going to have to find a new place to keep your horses. Now, that's a small thing. And the place that I was keeping it was a friend of mine. He had about, I think it was 8 acres, 9 acres or something. And I fenced it off for him, put my horses there. And every Sunday at church, he came up and he says, oh, it's so wonderful having your horses there. I don't have to mow anymore. I don't have to do anything. Your horses keep it all eaten down. And he just loved it. And it was free. Can't beat free. And I kept my horses there for 3 or 4 years. And I started praying, and the Lord says, you're going to have to find a new place for your horses. You know what? There was no reason for me to think I was going to have to do that. But I started saying, I just felt, that's the first thing I thought. And so I thought, all right, where can I get another place? I had 5 horses, I think it was. And where could I get another place to keep these horses? A guy came to shoe my horses and he just told me, he says, you know, I've got a place out here with like 40 something acres. If you ever want to keep your horses out there, I'll let you keep them free. I said, well, you know what? As a matter of fact, I am looking for a new place to keep my horses. And so I talked to him. We arranged it. And on Tuesday, I was moving my horses. I went to church on Sunday. And this man who had let me use his pasture for over 3 years and had just told me how much he loved it, he came up and he said, Andrew, he says, I can't stand it. Those horses have to be off my property this week. He had never once voiced that he didn't want those horses there. I don't know what happened, but I just told him, I said, Ralph, I'm moving them on Tuesday morning. They'll be gone Tuesday. And he says, perfect. You know, that's a small thing. But God showed me, and it built my confidence. And the next thing he spoke to me was that I was going to build my own house. And it's a long story. I won't go into the whole thing. But, you know, God blessed us. And I got about a $120,000 house built for $63,000 because I had started saying, God, show me things to come. And he spoke and led me. And we built that house for $120,000. I mean, it was a $120,000 house, but we built it for $63,000. And our tax evaluation now is like, I don't know, $500,000+. I've been in it for 20 years. It's a blessing. You know, all of that, that's probably our number one asset. That's the number one thing that God has blessed us with. It's paid off this year. We're debt free. And you know how all that happened? By me saying, God, show me something to come. And he started speaking to me about my horses and about different things, told me we were going to get us a house, and has led into prosperity. There's not a person in here that if you were to draw on the Holy Spirit and really use it, he would show you things to come. He would give you direction. You would begin to prosper. He would tell you, no, don't buy that car. No, buy this car. He will show you what to do. He'll show you which job is for you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. You know, David right down here that runs our ministry, he's a CO, I guess, or whatever we call him of our ministry. He's second in command. We went to Florida in January, and right before David left, he's never done this in his life, he felt impressed to turn off the water to his house. And he not only turned the water off on the inside of his house, but drained the pipes. And I may not get everything right, but when we got back, something had frozen and burst. Huh? The furnace went out. And everything froze inside of his house. If he would have had that water in there, he would have had thousands upon thousands of dollars of water damage. But the Holy Spirit spoke to him and told him. It's the only time he had ever done that. He had never done it before. And yet his furnace went out. The Holy Spirit knew that that was going to happen, told him he saved thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. The Holy Spirit, I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you are struggling financially, you are not listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will prosper you. He will show you things to come. He will keep you from making mistakes. But let me just warn you, the Holy Spirit probably won't indulge all of your lust. If you start listening to the Holy Spirit, he's going to tell you to wait until you can pay for it. It would make a drastic change in your lifestyle. But if you were listening to the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you every one of you would either be absolutely prosperous or on your way to prosperity, because that is the will of God, is for you to prosper. There wouldn't be a single one of you struggling and just barely getting by and going in and out. You wouldn't be making the mistakes that you're making. We wouldn't be depressed and discouraged. We wouldn't be hungry and desperate for God and crying out for God. You'd be walking in the joy of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is awesome. He's sent to give us an abundant life. And there is just absolute, there are reasons, but there is not a single excuse for being defeated, discouraged, depressed. There are reasons why that happens, but there is no excuse. God has given us every bit of the equipment that we need. The Holy Spirit is so awesome that it's actually better than having Jesus. That is still more than I can wrap my brain around, but I believe it. The Holy Spirit is awesome, and we just aren't utilizing it. We aren't drawing on it. And this week, all I've done tonight is just try and show that the Holy Spirit is everything that you need to prosper. Jesus said in John chapter 14, He says, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send another comforter to you. And the word another means one just like me. Another of the same kind. Man, the Holy Spirit, God did not leave us and desert us and leave us out here to just struggle through on our own and try and figure things out on our own and hope that things work out. The Lord left His best gift. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit is here to cause you to prosper in your marriage, in your finances, in your body, in your career, to know the will of God, to give you wisdom and direction. There is not a single thing in your life that needs to be fixed that the Holy Spirit doesn't have the answer to. And God is wanting to reveal it to us. And yet we just aren't drawing on it. I haven't given you all of the answers tonight, but hopefully I've at least raised the bar, the standard, to where we realize that, man, the Holy Spirit is what we need. We just need to take advantage of it. I'm going to be sharing a lot of things during the rest of this conference about, all right, how do you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? How does the Holy Spirit speak to you? How do you follow the Holy Spirit? How do you do these things? But I tell you, until you get to where this is your goal, it's your desire, you'll never get there. As long as we continue to think that we're powerless and, oh God, we can do nothing, boy, you're dead in the water. You need to recognize that God has equipped you through the Holy Spirit to be able to do everything. Everything. There is not a single need in here that the Holy Spirit couldn't transform tonight. If every one of us would just yield, then the Holy Spirit would take hold together with us and you could overcome whatever it is that Satan is fighting you with. Every single need would be met. Every one.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today. To all the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, we say thank you for your faithful support. And we want to remind you that you share in the rich rewards of seeing lives transformed by the power of the good news.